back pain, joint pain, we all have it. Millennials already have it. Not much we can do about it, is there? Well, Josie Ridolfi from the National Farm Medicine Center says there is.
And what's different about musculoskeletal pain is that it's not a traumatic injury, right? Mm-hmm. So the onset is relatively slow, but it becomes chronic pain. And so we have recommendations for farmers in working environments to make sure that they are taking care of themselves and their bodies, and that includes adopting appropriate tools for their tasks. Mm-hmm. In front of us we have various types of weeding tools, many that are designed to keep individuals as upright as possible to reduce a lot of that pressure on their low back and their knees from bending consistently. And we also recommend people shift or change tasks as often as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, in agriculture, it's a little different than a manufacturing setting because while there's a lot of work to get done, sometimes we have some autonomy on when and how we do that work. Mm-hmm. So especially in a vegetable situation like this, it may be possible that you weed for a half an hour and then you move to a different task. Maybe you're washing vegetables for a half an hour where you get to be more upright. Mm-hmm. So we really emphasize finding the right tool for the job, anything to help alleviate some pressure from the body, and then switching tasks often.
So we have some tools in front of us. You want to talk about these?
Yeah, I can certainly try. This is a weeding machine. This is designed to cut weeds kind of at the soil surface. It has a wheel in the front to guide and then two handles in the back. So typically you think of weeding as a very hunched over, on the ground, kneeling down, repetitive hand wrist movement. But this allows the individual to stay upright, pushing with the help of the wheel, guiding this tool down like a center row and cutting the weeds right at the surface of the soil. We have what would be considered like a cultivator or a little tiller machine. And this is again on two like small bicycle tires, and it's designed to help break up the soil. Traditionally, we would break up the soil with maybe a hoe or a rake, and we're putting a lot of pressure, sort of like instead of batting, mm-hmm. but we're like hitting the soil, really putting a lot of pressure on our back and our shoulders. This allows you to kind of stay upright. It allows the tires to move the implement, the small discs and rake behind it, so that you're allowed to stay upright, pushing the machine forward and letting the machine really do the work for you.
So what other tools or methods would you recommend to people if they are trying to prevent or already have onsetting back pain, joint pain, what have you?
Right. So there's a few things we recommend. And like I mentioned earlier, it's switching tasks as often as mm-hmm. possible. And it's really working at levels that are appropriate. I think we'll see today a washing station for vegetables. And one thing is that when we carry and wash vegetables, they're not always at the level they should be. So getting them high enough that you don't have to bend over and put pressure there on your low back. Mm-hmm. You'll notice a lot of times people, when they do dishes, sinks are not designed at necessarily the appropriate level. And you'll notice you get that sort of back pain after 20 minutes of sort of hunched over in the water. So we recommend working at an appropriate level, like I said, taking a lot of breaks. And I really encourage people to try to be as healthy as possible. We know that low back pain, if we can engage our core, if we can have a strong core, it helps reduce some of the pressure on mm-hmm. our back. So thinking about what we can do to be healthy outside of the farm work necessarily, to encourage our muscles to be as strong as possible and to sort of alleviate some of that pressure.
So a lot of farmers are go, go, go. They just want to get the mm-hmm. job done. What advice do you have for them if they don't want or don't think they have time necessarily to practice the healthiest methods because they have a quota to meet?
Right, absolutely. So it's really easy to tell people to like, we'll try to get some physical activity and try to, you know, strengthen your core, but that's not always realistic. So when it comes to people, we understand that there are certain time periods to work within. We know farmers have a lot of work to get done. We do encourage people to work at a safe pace. We don't want you to get overburdened. I think one thing we really try to remind people is farmers are so great at taking care of their livestock, of taking care of their land, managing nutrients, managing inputs, and like one of the most important inputs we have is ourselves. Because the farm's not going to continue if you are not in your mm-hmm. best shape or if you're injured. You know, think of the downtime that may result because you have to be on bed rest for a certain amount of time. So that's where we really try to encourage mm-hmm. people to consider themselves as an important input to the farm and take care of yourselves like you would your animals, your land, or your machinery.
What is the progression of musculoskeletal disorders? Because there are people in their 20s, 30s already complaining about back pain.
Right. So we know that like 80% of the population is going to have non-specific low back pain mm-hmm. at some point. And usually that will resolve itself. Mm-hmm. After maybe a week or two, it'll go away. And the problem that we see in farming is that we don't give ourselves that break to recover. And so even when we start to have pain, we just continue to work. We see commonly knee pain because people jump off tractors, and mm-hmm. they've been doing that for 20, 30 years. And then finally they need to have a knee replacement, and then that usually results in a substantial time away from the farm.
Right, right.
So using, you know, employing some of those strategies, now a lot of tractors have steps, and there are recommended ways to get on and off a tractor, mm-hmm. and if that can save you a knee replacement, it seems like such a small thing, right? I'm going to jump off this. You do it without even thinking. You don't imagine that repetitive jumping off the tractor, maybe two times a day, is going to add up. But realizing that in 20 years that might mean a knee replacement and, you know, the costs associated with that.
So heaven forbid there is an injury or you do get a knee replacement, whatever it is, how do you cope with that?
As a farmer, it's difficult. We don't really have paid time off. We don't have sick leave or vacation mm-hmm. leave. And there's not always somebody to jump in to assume the tasks of the farm while you're down. So it creates a lot of stress for farmers. We know that, you know, thinking about the future of the farm, what could happen if I can't farm, is a huge stress point for farmers. And so that's where we encourage people to get ahead of it. Mm-hmm. Let's be preventative. Let's do what we can to mitigate the chances that has to happen.
The National Farm Medicine Center, from which Josie Rudolphy works for, is a nonprofit program based in Marshfield, helping farmers with health and safety. For the Wisconsin Farm Report, I'm Bobby Joe Burgum.